as my Grandma Bean always said, not an ugly one in the bunch. Well, praise the Lord. Let's just pray over this word today. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this Thanksgiving season, the holidays, Lord. We thank you again, Lord, for just peace in everyone's homes and your blessing in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, again today for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear, hearts to respond to what your Spirit is saying to us today. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen. Well, today's message is going to be a little bit different than I normally do, and just the Lord directed me to do a few things differently today, but it's all good, amen. It's all his word. But we're continuing our faith for prosperity and health. How many of you are thankful for prosperity and health? Amen? Yeah, that's right, Randy. Wave the Bible. Hallelujah. That's the source. You should lift your Bible and say, this is my source for prosperity and health right here. This is the prosperity and health handbook right there. Amen? And, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of opinions and takes on how to prosper and be in health, but the Word of God, that's where our prosperity and health comes from. Sickness and poverty, if you want that, don't look at this, because this does not bring that into your life. Amen? Nobody gets to heaven today and God says, welcome to heaven. It's time for eternal sickness and poverty. Right? That just ain't who God is. Amen? The little g God that's going to burn forever, that's him. That's his take. That's his lot. Right? So don't let him peddle any of that on you or your family, because it's not in the Word. It's not for you. Somebody say, that's not for me. I'll have my prosperity and my health, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, our foundation text is 3 John 1, verse 2. And I had actually out front there, we're going to be using God's will to heal, the notes from that. So if you didn't grab one of those, we'll get to that in a few minutes, but we'll distribute a few of those. I made several copies of that. It is available on Keith Moore, More Life Ministries website. You can download it, but we're going to spend some time in that today, but we'll not quite yet. But our foundation text, thank you, Mr. Eric. Eric, you got to go see Eagle Mountain International Church this week, didn't you? Amen. And of course, your main thing was training for what you do as a police officer. So, hey, it's Thanksgiving. Thank you for being a police officer. Amen. But you got to see Eagle Mountain International Church. That's one of my favorite places that I've never been yet. Amen. So, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Yep. So if you go to Eagle Mountain's website, you can check their Wednesday night service. It looked like it was a lot of music and presentation, and Eric was there in the audience. So how cool is that? Amen. But our foundation text, 3 John 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Somebody say, I have a prosperity God and a health God. Amen. That's who he is. And why does he want to prosper me and bless me and keep me well? Because one reason, because he loves me. Somebody say, he loves me. Amen. Does that mean he loves everything I do? Probably not, right? Think about it as from a parent standpoint. I love my kids. I just don't necessarily love everything that they do. Is it okay to say that in church? Amen. And they do a lot of great things, but sometimes they need correction. Amen. And guess what? I'm no different with God. Sometimes, in fact, often, I need correction from the Lord. And so one of the things we've been teaching our kids is, hey guys, guess what? Life is about correction. So when we're correcting you, don't be mad and offended and put out and have an attitude. Be happy about it. Just say thank you. Thank you for that correction. Amen. And there's something about us that, and really it's a trait of the devil. And how many know we should probably pull back from any quality traits of the devil? But one of his biggest quality traits, if you want to call it a quality, is he hates correction. He's always right in his own mind, but really he's always wrong, right? Pride is at the root of all that stuff. Amen. And so we just got to lay that stuff down to say, Lord, correct me. Just say it right now. Lord, correct me. Amen. And we receive, we're open, and we receive his correction in every area of our life. Amen. So, hallelujah. And why does he correct me? Because he loves me. Because I'm his son. The word says he corrects and disciples. You know, the word disciple means discipline, right? Disciplined one. He corrects everyone he accepts as a son or daughter. So if he's correcting you, that's good news. Amen? When I was in sports, they would always tell you, you know what? It's not good when the coach stops correcting you. Because it means he's kind of quit on you. Amen? So the correction of the Lord is good. But today's message is, I want to call it, take your medicine. Amen? Now hold your Bible up and say, this is the medicine. Amen? So we've got to be people that are taking our medicine daily. And don't you know you could never OD on God? Amen? You could never take too much of the love of God in your life. Just and there are times in our life where we need to be doubling up, tripling up, quadrupling up on the Word. Right? Especially if you're going through a challenge or a circumstance or a trial in your life. There's just times where we need more, right? And so we just plug in and get it. And that's in terms of reading the Word, studying the Word, right? And also plugging into anointed teaching and preaching of the Word. Listening to the Word, hearing yourself say the Word, hearing somebody preach the Word. You know, praise the Lord, we had a breakthrough, as I said, on our website this past couple weeks, where now, interestingly enough, it happened right after we sowed a lot of financial seed into Africa and the folks that were here recently with Star of Hope. The Lord gave us a breakthrough of our own for the ministry, and now you can actually go on our website and hear any message we download. It's there, and that was a big hang-up for us for a long time. We couldn't figure out how to do it. And so it's, why is that there? Not so, and I've been listening. I decided this week I'm one of my favorite preachers. Amen. Because I've been listening to me. And I'll find myself saying, amen, that's good preaching. And then I hear things and think, you know what? There's a place for correction right there. Amen. But I really enjoy, I don't just listen to me, but it's good to listen to me, to hear what's coming out of my mouth and out of my spirit. And I'm listening for the Holy Ghost in it, right? And so, but it's good to plug in to the Word itself and to hear it preached regularly. It will make you like Popeye Christian, right? And that's what we need to be. We need to be like Popeye. Now, some of you may not have any idea who Popeye is, but I'm, you know, dating myself a little bit. But most of y'all know who Popeye is, right? Google him if you don't know. Popeye the Sailor cartoons. I introduced my boys to that in the past few months, and they like Popeye. Right? Just add spinach. This is your spinach right here. It makes you strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But look at, so somebody say, I'm taking my medicine today. I came to get my medicine. Hallelujah. The church should be like, you know, the pharmacy, the spiritual pharmacy. You just come in and get your medicine and go home and take it. Hallelujah. And Psalm 107 verses 1 through 3. This being Thanksgiving week, this is a great Thanksgiving scripture. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And one of the translated words of mercy is loving kindness. So his mercy is his love, is loving kindness. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for that. Right? And gathered out of the lands, from the east, from the south, or from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. That's a great prayer to pray. Just look to the north, south, east, and west and say, Lord, gather your people in Jesus' name. Bring them in, Father, in Jesus' name. Or call in your harvest, you know. It's good to speak the word of God. Don't just read it. Something he's corrected me on recently and reminded me of, really. I've been listening to some Charles Capps teaching from 2007, on Eagle Mountains, where you can go back into the history, and it's been great. Oh man, I'll tell you what—that's a great thing to use, is, you know, the archives of that, or, you know, whatever, you know, you're using. But it's good to do some digging, and the Spirit will lead you in what you need to hear for any given time. But just talking about being led by the Spirit of God, and what that means, what the anointing of God. It's just a wonderful thing. But he was reminding me through Brother Capps about the power of speaking God's words over your life. Amen. And the Lord reminded me how every one of us in this room started. Remember in Genesis, we talked about this last week a little bit, but how God formed Adam out of what? The dust, the dirt, right? So we're all part dirt in this room, right? But he was talking about how the Word of God is a seed that we sow into the soil of our lives. And so it's important not just to read it and mull it over and think about it, but to say it, because you're sowing that seed into your life. And so that's why we got to watch what we say. We don't say things like, man, I'll probably never lose weight. Man, I'm just ugly. Man, I'll just never get over that problem in my life. We got to watch how we say things about ourselves, because that if you don't want it to manifest and grow that crop in your life, then don't say it. Just cut it out of your vocabulary. And so the Lord corrected me. I'll use one example in us this past, again, right after that family from Togo was here. The Lord corrected me on some things I've been confessing about our church, because I've been saying things like, and we love the church, absolutely love it, but you start talking about numbers and that kind of thing. And don't you know, God is into numbers. There's a book in the Bible called Numbers. Okay, so he's into reaching people. But I was confessing things like, you know what, the church is just not an overnight thing. It's not a microwave thing. It's not going to happen overnight. And the Lord said, stop saying that. He checked me on it. And he gave me a word that said, and it started with Lindsay. Lindsay came to me and said, Dad, I felt like God gave me a word. And it was from the first part of the book of Acts where Peter is speaking. And in one day, 3,000 people. Somebody say, in one day. That was the word, right? And then later, I'll see if I can remember them all. I have them in my notes. But later that same, and the Lord reminded me, I had five confirmations within about a 24-hour period of that specific word in a day. I was praying in tongues later that day or the next day, and the phrase in a day kept coming. I'm praying in tongues, and I realized I'm saying in a day. And the Lord reminded me of the word that he gave with Lindsay in a 24-hour period, in a day. Right, and then now I'm in the archives of Eagle Mountain International Church listening to some sermon, listening to Pastor George, and he starts saying, he said about four or five times in a row, God can do it all in a day. And this is like from 2006 I'm listening to. Don't you know there's no time in the Spirit, right? And then there was something else. It was like two other things that happened, and then after these things happened, the Lord reminded me, and you heard all five of those things in about 24 hours. Can anybody say, God is speaking? Yeah. But what he said was stop saying, don't, he corrected me. He said, stop saying this is not an overnight thing. Somebody say, in a day. God could do something in a day or less that will absolutely rock you in a great way. Amen. Whatever you're believing for. Somebody say, he could do it in a day. But he's going to do it by changing what I say, too. Confessing the word, his words. And that was a, I just said, Lord, thank you for your correction again. Amen. But in the area of health, okay, look at verse 3 here. It says, or verse 20 in Psalm 107. It says this, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. Somebody say, he sent his word and healed them. Amen. And the word healed means to mend, to cure. It means physician. It means repair. It means thoroughly. It means to make whole. It means cause to heal. All right? So Jesus does not coexist with sickness. Amen. If Jesus is alive on the inside of me, he is not okay with me being sick in any way. Last week, I could not move my finger. I won't show you which one because it would be offensive to you. But I had jammed my finger, and it had been something that had been going on for weeks. And I just was closing the car door, and it flared up. And literally, I thought it was broken or sprained or some ligament damage. I don't know. The devil's putting all these thoughts in your head, and you're having all these symptoms. Well, last week, during church, at some point, it healed. Because it was, I mean, it was extreme. Like I couldn't do anything with it. It would hurt to adjust my pants. So, you know, it's like, ow, right? So last week, during the service, I walked out of here, and pretty after a while, I realized, you know what? My finger is well. Amen. We have a God who heals. Amen? And we're going to preach healing. We're going to talk healing. We're going to believe God to be our healer. But I have never experienced to that point that kind of immediate healing in my own body in a church service, right? So praise the Lord. That's a testimony, right? Well, what we've been focusing on this year, this whole year, is building faith. We've been celebrating God's faithfulness, right? And we've been talking about faith for and faith in and faith on, right? And right now we've been in faith for prosperity and healing. I felt like the Lord said we need to stay on this one more day. Faith for healing. And Shelley, and I didn't know what she was going to talk about, but she brought up that word testimony, right? And don't you know, in a court of law, the witness and the testimony is vital to establishing something, right? And I wanted to show you at least one video clip this morning, and we'll come back and we'll come back and discuss it. But I want to show you a testimony, and Mom and Teresa, this will be a little review to you because you were there. This is from the Believers Convention, but I want to show you a testimony of a minister who received a supernatural healing. You probably saw my code there, right? No. Who received a supernatural miracle healing in his family. So let me just pop this up, see if it's there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just, when we were going, I didn't know that there, and there you were. Your back was there. Out of like 8,000 people. That is so great. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it's good to hear testimonies of what God is doing. And if you're listening to this later online or something, you can, it's the November 16th, 2017 broadcast on Kenneth Copeland's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So if you go to kcm.org and look at November 16th, 2017, you can see the whole thing, and it's just a powerful thing. Hallelujah. But God is so good, amen? And if you'll notice, you know, it's good to hear, you know, sometimes you get these like last week where the finger's well, and I didn't go to the doctor or anything. There's other battles that you go, that doctors are not evil. Amen, Mr. Lowell. Doctors are not evil. Thank you for your service over the years. Amen. And medical people and physicians and doctors, they're gifts of God. They're angels of God. Last time I was in the ER for whatever blood pressure or something, I was getting stuff checked out. And the Lord said, every person that comes into your room today, I want you to look at them as me coming into your room. So God will use people to get you healing. But we don't want to negate the times where it's instant. Praise the Lord. Or the laying on of hands. But it's good to hear testimonies and hear what people, and what we want you to hear is what he did during that time. Right? What they did during that time. They probably, I'm sure, dealt with fear and worry and concerns and dread and all these kind of voices of the enemy that are clamoring in your ears. But what did they do? They went to the Word. 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 And they came out on top. Praise God. And the girl as well. Amen. So what I want to do right now, or what I feel like the Lord wanted us to do, is if you have that note page that I distributed today, we're going to read through this together. Amen. And We're going to confess this. And what we're doing, we're not just reading it like responsive reading. We're confessing this in faith over you. What are we doing? We're growing faith for healing, faith for health. And where does it come from? Faith comes from the Word. We heard a testimony. Amen. You heard my testimony. I'm sure if we opened it up, there'd be multiple testimonies in this room of areas that you've heard or experienced health and wholeness in your life. Amen. But for whatever challenge you're facing right now, and this can also be a preventative prayer. Don't you know it's a good idea, even though if you're not battling with anything, then you have prevention. So you're praying preventatively. In the pest control industry, we can go in there and spray the bugs, or we can go in there before the bugs get there and say, you know what, in order to stay bug-free, here's a few things you can do. You can take out your trash regularly. You can keep your screens in your doors and windows. You can trim back the vegetation from touching your house. Amen. So the Word of God, may we all get to the place where we're praying these things and speaking these things preventatively instead of in a 911 emergency. Amen. Because the Word works. Somebody say, the Word works. It's been around a lot longer than cancer. It's been around a lot longer than diabetes. It's been around a lot longer than drug addiction. Right? The Word of God, how often does it work? Always. Always works. Is there any enemy God cannot whip? None. Right? Amen. So praise the Lord. So I'm just gonna read this out, the first paragraph out loud, and then I want us to go through this together. This is from Brother Keith Moore. And again, you can download this on Moore Life Ministries. Website. It's called God's Will to Heal, 101 Things God Says. You've ever seen those books? 101 Ways to Catch a Fish or whatever, right? Well, I like what Brother Keith said, 101 Things God Said About Healing. Amen. And this certainly isn't everything he said. But here we go. It says, how do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10, verse 34, and he never changes, Malachi 3, 6. So what he said to them yesterday, he is saying to you today. God's word is speaking to me. Somebody say, God's word is speaking to me, right? These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, etc. So what did God say? Amen. Now, I want us to read this out loud together, okay? Let's start with number one. It says this. Ready, go. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15, 26. Number two, your days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3. So don't go saying stuff like, well, I'm 65 and grandpa died when he was 60, so I'll probably die too. Get that out of your mind. Get that out of your mind. Amen. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in a full age like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5:6. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12, 13. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23, 25, 26. I will not put any of these diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7, 15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11, 9 and 21. I turn the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23, 5 and Nehemiah 13, 2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28, 61 and Galatians 3, 13. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33, 25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33, 24 and 25. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29, 11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41, 2. I will strengthen you in the bed of upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41, 3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43, 5. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Psalm 91, 10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91, 16. I will heal all your diseases. Psalm 103, 3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107, 20. You shall not die, but live and declare my works. Psalm 118, 17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147, 3. The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4, 10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Proverbs 3, 8. My words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4, 22. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15, 30. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16, 24. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8, 10 and Proverbs 17, 22. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35, 6 and 32, 4. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35, 6. I will recover and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 38, 16 and 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40, 29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40, 31 and 41, 10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, 4. I bore your sickness. Isaiah 53, 4. I carried your pains. Isaiah 53, 4. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53, 10. With my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53, 5. I will heal you. Isaiah 57, 19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58, 8. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30, 17. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure you, and I will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33, 6. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34, 16. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37, 5 and 14. Whithersoever the rivers shall come and shall live, they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47, 9. Seek me, and you shall live. Amos 5, 4 and 6. I have risen with healing in my wings, or beams. Malachi 4, 2. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8, 3. I took your infirmities. Matthew 8, 17. I bore your sicknesses. Matthew 8, 17. If you're sick, you need a physician, and I am the Lord your physician. Matthew 9, 12 and Exodus 15, 26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. Matthew 14, 14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4, 23. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9, 29. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1 and Luke 9:1. I heal them all. Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15:26. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23, 11, 23, and 24. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Mark 16:18. My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, and sets at liberty those who are bruised. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 10:27, and 61:1. I heal all those who have need of healing. Luke 9:11. I come not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. Luke 13:16, 2 Corinthians 6:2. In me is life. John 1:4. I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33 and 35. The words I speak unto you are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will give quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is the temple of my spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. If you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, and you'll not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31. I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you, and you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21, 22. I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:3. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9, 14 and 15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22, Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Hebrews 12:12 and 13. Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I will raise you up. James 5:14 and 15. Pray for one another, and I will heal you. James 5:16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1:3. Whosoever will let him come and take the water of life freely. Revelations 22:17. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody just say, thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, today. Just stand up on your feet and begin to thank God today. In Jesus' name, just lift your hands to Him and say, Father God, I receive my health in Jesus' name. There is no question about your will to heal me and keep me well. I receive it all today in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke diseases. I rebuke fevers. I rebuke asthma. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke cancers. I rebuke every form of the curse from my life in the name and by the blood of Jesus. I rebuke every virus in Jesus' name. I take my health today. I believe you for it. I receive it today, and I have it today, God. And when we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We will pray the prayer of faith over your people, Father God. We will see miracles, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, we also, Lord, that scripture about being your body, Lord, that you would bring correction to us, Lord, if there are things that we are doing to our own bodies that are getting in the way of our health, Lord God, that we would not play dumb and ostrich with that, but Holy Spirit, that you would, each of us individually, Lord, show us if there are things we need to change, Father God, that you would make us sensitive to your voice for each of us individually, Lord God, and we receive your correction, Father God, in every area of our lives. We thank you, Father, for our health and wholeness. We receive it today by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody just say, I receive my health. Spiritually, physically, and financially, in every area of my life, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Let's just wait on the Lord for a moment here. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise you for your mighty word. Kole de bishato levi mando, kole de shitana. If there's anybody here and you've been, or you're standing in for somebody else, or you want to be anointed and prayed for, we're just going to say you're healed in Jesus' name. You're fighting off something, or I'm anointing myself too in Jesus' name. If you want to come up and be anointed, as the word says, for healing, then just come on up to the front, and I'm just going to anoint you, and we're just going to speak that word over you in Jesus' name. Just kind of line up across the front here. Oh, Father, we praise you. Just keep thanking him. Lord, we thank you for being our healer today. We thank you and we praise you, God, for the power of your words that we have spoken over ourselves, over our families, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we are healed in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So, you know, those notes are just a tool in your hand to use, amen, to be confessing these things. Keep it in your notebook. Keep it with you. Confess the word of God daily over your life. And, you know, these messages that we're preaching and so forth, you can replay them. You can hear them again and so on. And we were just talking about the testimonies that we were hearing on KCM.org. That basically was this whole past 2 weeks. So you can go in there and just replay those and just keep it pumping. Amen. God is good. You are dismissed. Amen. Have a blessed day. Grab something to drink. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rose. We're going to pray.